This is the Sports Psychology Hour with Dr. Andrew Jacobs.
I cannot express the gratitude what my son came and visited you.
Dr. Jacobs has been in practice for 40 years as a sports psychologist.
I have seen a change in youth sports in the last 10, 15 years. I've talked about it a lot on this show.
The Sports Psychology Hour. The best advice on the radio each and every week.
Failure and losing and screwing up is something that happens in life. It happens in sports. And I think we have to teach kids how to do that more effectively.
This is where sports talk gets real.
That word playing, it's gone from our society in a lot of ways with kids.
And now here's your host, Dr. Andrew Jacobs.
Good morning, everybody. I'm sports psychologist Dr. Andrew Jacobs, live from our studios at Sports Radio 810 WHB, our flagship station. We're here talking about sports. This is the Sports Psychology Hour. I've been on the air here at Sports Radio 810 WHB for the past 20 years, on the radio in Kansas City for 30 years. Our shows are podcasted all over. And I love doing this show with you each week because we delve into your mind and your attitude, what it takes to be successful. Today is Mother's Day. So today's a little bit of a different twist, like we do every year on Mother's Day and Father's Day, because I like to open up this show and talk about moms and get into discussions with you and take your calls. I want to get some calls in here today about your mom and the role she's played in your life. And it may not have anything to do with sports. It may just be in general. Your mom may still be here. She may have departed from your life already, unfortunately. But I'd love to hear from you about your mom, because we're going to talk about that today. The roles moms play in our lives, not just sports, but in life. I do this show every year in honor of moms, because you know what? They deserve it. This past year, needless to say, has been the most trying year probably any of us have ever had, with all the crises going on, with the pandemic, with the economy, everything that's gone on with work. So many people have lost their jobs. So many people are out of work. We've been isolated from friends. We've been isolated from families. This pandemic has taken so many people's lives. We've lost so many close friends and loved ones throughout the year. And for many people, just having the opportunity to give their loved ones a hug is just now starting to happen again, as so many people are getting vaccinated and the opportunity to be around loved ones is happening again. I know personally my mother is in an assisted living in California. I went out and saw her last October for a couple of days. And it was great to see her before things got bad again out there. And I'll be seeing her later this summer as she celebrates her 90th birthday. And thankfully, she's been vaccinated. Her entire facility is. And no one lost their lives where she lives in the assisted living facility she's at. So thankfully, they took care of things out there properly. You know, in sports, we all have to start somewhere. Whether it's 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 years of age, we start in some activity. And how do we get there? How do our uniforms get washed? How do we get snacks? How are we reinforced, enforced, encouraged, supported by our parents and by our moms and dads? Moms play such a key role in helping out. I know for so many of the clients I've seen in my 40 years of work, so many of them, especially the professional athletes, it's interesting. So many of the NFL players, Major League Baseball players, and professional soccer players I've worked with have attributed so much of their successes to their mothers. How they were supportive, how they were reinforcing, how they were there for them when they needed them in down times. Many, many times I've been told my mom was my stability. My mom was my rock. My mom was the one who helped me get through things. So I'd like to open up our phone lines today and hear from you about the role your mom has played, not just in sports, but in your life. How has she helped you? How has she encouraged you? How has she backed you? How has she helped build your confidence? What did she do to help you become the person you are? Our phone number is 913-381-1010. Though it's early, our show is here in Kansas City early every Sunday morning. But I'd love to hear from you. It's funny, every week I meet people who listen to this show. And it's funny how I'll get comments from people all over the place. So a lot of people are up. And I'd love to hear from you. Maybe it had nothing to do with sports. Maybe it's just life. Maybe the role your mom played in your life. But I'd love to hear from you about your mom. 913-381-1010. Was your mom your coach? Was your mom your support system? Was your mom the person who backed you and helped you get through things? When things weren't going well, when you had a coach who you didn't get along with, who may have not played you, may have not shown confidence in you, may have cut you down, how did your mom help build that back up? What did your mom say? Or did your mom say, you know what? Your coach is right. You're not doing it right. You need to get your head in the game and get it together. You know, moms can be very supportive. They can also be very upfront with you, straight to the point. So I'd love to hear from you about your mother, the role she's played in your life, because it is Mother's Day today. It's a great chance for you to wish your mom a happy Mother's Day on the air. Our phone number is 913-381-1010. I'm here every Sunday morning. Listen to the show. You know I'm here every week. And we get into mindsets and attitudes. And today being Mother's Day, I want to talk about your mom. So my producer, Blake Snyders, is going to talk about his mom now. Blake is a very enthusiastic young man, especially at this hour in the morning. And Blake, you've mentioned your mom several times throughout the time you've been working with me on the show. Tell us about your mom and what role she's played in your life.
So my mother is the best mom in the world. And I know that many other people out there think that their mother is also the best in the world, which I can't argue with. But I can argue for the fact of my mother being the best mother in the world. You know why? Because...
best one to you.
Yes, exactly. That's what I'm saying. You know, everybody else wants to think their mom is the best. I can't argue with you. I can argue for the fact that my mother is the best. Because she has proven to me in life what hard work is and how to raise a family. My mom works a lot. My mom works a ton. But she never, ever, ever used that as an excuse to not spend time with the family. She always spends time with the family. She was at every single sporting event. She never missed a game. She never missed a baseball game. She never missed anything important. She was always there, but she also always took care of her job. And to me, that was the ultimate sign of somebody who figured out a way to balance both their work life and their home life to accommodate two different things, their family and their job. And she didn't ever sacrifice one to be with the other. She always found time for both. And to me, that is such a sign of somebody who's determined to not only provide for her family, but also to take care of the emotional side of her family and the needs of her family. And it was a huge example of determination, love, and strength from somebody who is only 5'1", 100 pounds.
That's what you got from her, but what's something she told you that has stuck in your mind?
Nothing in this world is given to you. Everything is worth, if it's worth doing right, it's worth working hard for. And even in times when we can forget about that, you know, even in times when that might slip your mind, I'll always come back to just, she's the rock of nothing in this life is going to come easy. But as long as you build your family around you, build your friend group, have people to support you, anything can happen.
I'm sports psychologist Dr. Andrew Jacobs. That's a great
great tribute to your mom, Blake. I want to thank you for sharing that with us.
Happy Mother's Day, Mother. I love you.
Well, happy Mom's Day to your mom as well, Blake. I thank her for having you because you do a great job here. I'd like to get some calls in here. Our number's 913-3810-810. It's Mother's Day. This is a great chance to wish your mom happy Mother's Day on the air. Give me a call and let's talk. We're on Leader in Sports, Sports Radio 810 WHB. Hello again, everyone. I'm sports psychologist Dr. Andrew Jacobs. This is the Sports Psychology Hour from our flagship station, Sports Radio 810 WHB. It is Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day to everyone out there. And today's show is about your mom. So I'd love to hear from you. We want to open up our phone lines and get some calls in here today. What role has your mom played in your life? How has she helped you out? Was your mom your coach? If your mom was your coach, I'd love to hear from you as well. What was it like to have your mom as your coach? You know, we always talk about on this show quite a bit, if your dad coaches you, what's that like? And how, for many people, that's a conflict because it's your dad, but he's also your coach, and he's got to be disciplinarian, but at the same time, he's got to be coaching you. Can't play favorite. But what about if your mom's your coach? 913-3810-810 is our number. What did your mom do with your sports life to help you become successful? And if she was your coach, what was that like? Because that's a whole different dynamic when you look at it that way. And being that it is Mother's Day, it's a great time to think back on the things your mom and your dad have done for you. You know, I always like to look at this day both to celebrate both parents as well. Father's Day as well, moms and dads. But moms play such a key role. Of course, we wouldn't be here without our moms. And the emotional, psychological support that they've given us throughout our lives. I know for many, many athletes, and I have one NFL player that comes to mind, who's a defensive nose tackle, a very large man, very strong guy, a very big guy, weighed well over 300 pounds. And he would sit in my office and cry about his mother, about how much she meant to him, how raising him, he had some siblings who were in trouble, and she was there for them. He was the youngest, but she supported him and told, and he said, you know, I think if it wasn't for her, I probably would have followed their road. But she was very upfront with me, very straightforward with me, and said, look, you've got a future. You need to take advantage of your skills. And you've got to look in the mirror and decide what to do. We're all reflections of three things. Our genetics, which you can't do anything about. The way we were raised, which we can't do anything about. In the environment we're in now, which we can do everything about. But the way we were raised has left imprints in our minds about how we raise our kids. How we deal with stress, how we deal with anxiety, how we deal with pressure. How we deal with relationships. So I'd like to hear from you about what your mother has done to help you get through life. And it may have nothing to do with sports. It may just, what lessons did your mom teach you about life, about people, about work, about fun? How did she help you get through things? You know, I hear so many stories from clients in regards to their parents. And when I work with a young athlete, I usually like the parents to come in with them for the first session, and I'll meet with the parents first. We'll sit down and we'll talk about why they're there, why they're coming in to see me, what the issues are. Confidence-wise, attitude-wise, focus-wise, relationship-wise. And we'll get into that. And then I'll bring the athlete in, and usually then the four of us sit down together and talk about what's going on, why they're there. And I'll often ask the athlete, tell me about your parents and what they've done for you. How do you feel about them? sometimes the parents will say, I feel like maybe they think I'm putting, this could be the mom or dad, my child feels that I'm putting too much pressure on them. And sometimes I'll ask the athlete that. And it's interesting how several times they'll say, I feel I'm letting mom down, dad down, because I'm not number one. I'm not the best. And then the parents will sit there, usually, not always, but usually say, I don't care what place you come in. I just want you to have fun and play. I want you to get better. I want you to enjoy it. But you're not doing this for me. You're doing it for yourself. And we're here to support you in any way we can. It's not about us. It's about you. And I see that so many times. Yet at the same time, I also see situations with so many athletes who have felt pressure from their parents to be the best, to be better than people. A couple years ago, I had a young lady in my office, saw the parents first, actually a whole session with the parents first, and the parents, specifically the father, said, my daughter is not tough enough. She played softball and soccer. Why isn't she tough enough? Well, because she's not succeeding. She was 9 or 10 years old. So what difference does that make? Well, if she's going to get a scholarship and get better, she's got to improve. It was interesting watching the parents and then the mom sitting there quiet. And then I turned to her and I said, well, I'd like your opinion. And then he turned to her, say what you think. She goes, well, I don't agree with him. I think it should be not about winning. I think it should be about enjoying it. But he put so much pressure on her when she comes up to bat that she doesn't get a hit in the car home. He gets angry at her. And then when we get home, I have to balance that out. So the dad looked at the mom and said, you really think that? She goes, yeah. Then the daughter came in the next session and basically said, the only reason I keep playing is because mom supports it and wants me to have fun, and dad wants me to win. And the dad started crying. He goes, I'm putting this pressure on you? She goes, yeah. She goes, because mom, if it wasn't for mom, I'd quit. Fortunately for that family, the dad woke up and said, what do you want me to do? And then the mom spoke up and said, you know what? I just want you to come to the games, cheer her on, and when we get in the car after the game, don't talk about it with her. Just decide where we're going to go get something to eat. And he looked at his daughter, is that what you want? And she was crying too. She goes, yeah, Dad, I just want to have fun. I think the role parents play has such a significant impact on where we end up and what we do. And moms play such a key role. This is an opportunity. Nobody's called in yet today. We get calls every year on this show about your mom. I'd love to hear from you. 913-3810-810. I can talk throughout the whole show about all kinds of people who I've worked with and situations, but I'd love to hear from you. 913-3810-810. How did your mom play a role in your life? Maybe it had nothing to do, maybe it had nothing to do with sports. Maybe just in life in general. But what did your mom do for you that has helped make you the person you are today? It's a great opportunity for you to wish your mom happy Mother's Day on the air. And was your mom, and at the same time, was your mom your coach? Did your mom coach you? And if she did, what did she say? How did she support you? How did she encourage you? How did she discipline you? What role did your mom play in your life to help you get better? Once again, 913-3810-810 is our number. May not have anything to do with sports. It could be with life in general. We're getting some calls in now. I'd love to hear from you and see what you see. It's a great opportunity for you to wish your mom happy Mother's Day on the air. I'm sports psychologist Dr. Andrew Jacobs. This is the Leader in Sports, Sports Radio 810 WHB. Good morning, everybody. I'm sports psychologist Dr. Andrew Jacobs. Happy Mother's Day to everybody out there, to your moms out there. And I want to wish a special happy Mother's Day to my mother, because I do know once in a while she does listen to these shows on the podcasts. And so, Mom, I'll be talking to her later today out in California, but happy Mother's Day. You know I love you and thanks for being who you are. 913-3810-810 is our number. Love to hear from you at the story about your mom. Maybe she helped you out in sports. Maybe she helped out in life. Whatever, doesn't matter. It's a great opportunity for you to wish your mom Happy Mother's Day. Let's go to the phones and let's talk to James. James, good morning. How are you, sir?
I'm doing wonderfully well. How are you today?
Great. Thanks for calling in.
Good. I come from a family of three boys, and so I know, not always intentionally, but I know we pushed my mom to her limit, having three of us rascals around. You know, she encouraged me, at least in junior high and high school. She came to almost all my basketball games. And I was just thinking about this recently. When you try and come up with an image of grandma's house, when someone says grandma's house, my grandma on my mom's side, she lived in the small town in Illinois with, you know, estimated population about 400. It had the grain elevator and the water tower, you know, that you could see for a mile or more. But when you come up, if you ask me to define the word home, that's a simple definition for me. That's mom. I don't think of an area. I don't think of a house or a structure. I simply think of my mom. And that's my definition of home right there, is mom.
What's the biggest lesson you think you got from her of being one of three sons?
Well, the biggest lesson that I learned is never back down. I would mirror some of the things that Blake said. If you've got a job, you do it till it's done, and you see it through no matter what. And the biggest word I think of is determination in whatever you do in life. She modeled that, and that's what I know about determination. It's what she showed me.
So she's left a big imprint on your life then, obviously.
Huge imprint. And she handcrafted the reality of what home is through a lot of hard work and elbow grease. She crafted our home right there with all of her hard work and love, of course.
Well, it sounds like you're a pretty balanced guy, James, and it sounds like she's obviously had a huge impact on your life in a very positive way. I really appreciate you calling in and sharing that today with us. Is there anything you want to say to her right now?
Well, just thank you for all that you mean to me individually and as our family, and thank you for teaching us that family is everything.
Well, sir, have a great day.
And, all right.
You're very lucky you had a mom like that. Thanks
Indeed
for sharing your story. Take
care. All
right, bye. Okay, bye-bye. All right, that frees up our lines at 913-3810-810. Love to hear from you. What did your mom do for you? It's Mother's Day. How has she helped you, guide you, direct you, instruct you, discipline you, help you become who you are? Doesn't have to be in sports. It could be in life in general because it is Mother's Day, but I'd love to hear from you. Let's see what Sarah has to say. Sarah, good morning. Dr. Jacobs, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Great, thanks for calling.
Well, I want to share about my mom. She raised 14 kids.
14 kids?
14.
Oh, my God. Were they all hers?
All of them were hers.
Wow.
And 8 boys and 6 girls. And she was just always sacrificing for us, taught us about just being kind and caring about other people, and a great work ethic. And my brothers were all into basketball and baseball, so she supported that and supported us girls in whatever we wanted to do.
How in the world did she get 14 kids through life? Are everybody still alive? All the kids still alive?
Yes, all of us are still alive.
Wow. What's the range in age? Like the difference? How far from the oldest
years.
To the 20 years?
20 years.
14 kids. And
yep.
Did she come to games? Did she go to the competitions and things like that?
She went to some. She wasn't able to do all because the younger kids or transportation would be a problem. We didn't have minivans then and with station wagons, but she didn't drive, so it would be dependent on the older siblings to drive her, so that was difficult for her. But she always made sure everyone was fed and had the proper equipment, that sort of thing.
Wow. What has she taught you, Sarah?
She taught me the importance of prayer and being caring about others. I think that's probably the biggest thing, and the discipline of staying connected with family. That was really important to her, that all of us 14 kids would stay connected, and we do. So that's, we make sure all of us get together every other year. And most of my siblings live in California, so we make it work. And I think she'd be really happy about that.
If you could say anything to your mom right now, Sarah, what would you say to her?
I'd say thanks for always praying for your kids.
Well, obviously your mom left a huge impact on your life. 14 children, my goodness, and what a strong person she must have been to psychologically and physically to be able to do that.
Yeah, she was amazing. She was 5'2", and my 6'4" brothers were fearful of her. Not in a bad way. They respected her.
Wow, you've got a book to write there.
I know.
You should write a book.
That would be a great story.
That is a great story. Well, listen, thank you for calling in this morning. That's impressive. That's amazing. Do you have kids?
I do. I have 3 sons and a daughter.
And I'm sure what she taught you has been passed on to them.
It has. They're great kids. I'm very honored to be their mom.
Well, thank you so much for calling in this morning. Appreciate it. And happy Mother's Day to you.
Thank you.
Take care. That's, wow. Blake, 14 kids. Can you imagine that?
I cannot. My grandmother had 9 children, so just imagine that, plus another 5. So I cannot imagine that, no.
Wow, that's truly amazing. Okay, I'm sports psychologist Dr. Andrew Jacobs. This is the Sports Psychology Hour. Love to hear from you about your mom. It's Mother's Day. Give us a story about your mom. Those were 2 great stories right there. Our number is 913-3810-810. Was your mom your coach? Is your mom your coach? Is your mom coaching you right now? How do you like having a mom as a coach? What is that like? You know, we did our show last week. I had Dr. Nicole Lavoie on and Marjorie Sherrod Carl later in the show talked about coaching, women coaching men. That was a fascinating interview with both of them. Marjorie coaches the Empire Swim Team here in Kansas City. Dr. Lavoie is from the University of Minnesota. We talked about women coaching men now. It's becoming, at the professional ranks, much more popular. There are women coaching Major League Baseball players, NFL players, NBA players. In fact, there was a game with the San Antonio Spurs where Greg Popovich didn't coach and Becky Hammon had to coach the game. So it's happening. The role women have in sports is important. And not all women, but most women are moms. Everybody has a mom. So what role did your mom play for you? And if your mom coached you, did you like it or not? You know, we talk on this show a lot about your parents coaching, and pretty much everybody that calls up talks about their dads. But what about having your mom as your coach? I remember years ago when my oldest son Jonathan was playing basketball, rec basketball, we played another team where a mom was coaching her son. And I remember it was interesting because she was really tough. She was a tough coach. She was a good coach, but she was tough. And there was one kid who sort of lost his temper on the court. She called timeout, pulled him away, went over to the side. They were in 6th grade. And she went over and really laid into him about his behavior. So she wasn't afraid to say it like it was. And I think sometimes moms are not afraid to do that. They're not afraid to just say, hey, this is what's right. This is what's wrong. And sometimes I think if a male's coaching you, sometimes you may diss him a little bit. But I don't think people are going to do that to a woman coaching. I think the respect's going to be there. Okay, 913-3810-810 is our number. I'd love to hear. We have 2 great calls so far. I'd love to hear from you again. If your mom has coached you, if your mom has been your coach, if your mom is in your life and has played a significant role because it is Mother's Day, what story would you like to share with us about her and wish her a happy Mother's Day on the air? It's a great opportunity to do that. We do the show every year and give people a chance to wish your mom happy Mother's Day, whether she's still with us or has passed on. 913-3810-810 is the number. I'm sports psychologist Dr. Andrew Jacobs. We're on the Leader in Sports, Sports Radio 810 WHB. Happy Mother's Day, everybody. I'm sports psychologist Dr. Andrew Jacobs. This is the Sports Psychology Hour from our flagship station, Sports Radio 810 WHB. As you know, I'm here every Sunday morning from 6 to 7, bringing up topics to talk about with you on this show. And today being Mother's Day, I thought it'd be appropriate, as we do every year, to do the show honoring your mom. So I'd love to hear from you. We've had a couple great calls. Love to hear from you at 913-3810-810. If you'd like to share a story with us about your mom and the role she's played in your life, how she helped you, guide you, direct you, discipline you, instruct you to become who you are. Was your mom your coach? Is your mom coaching you right now? And maybe not in sports, but coached you in life. What lessons did you learn? You know, moms can be a lot tougher than dads can. You know, dads have the impression of the tough guy, but I've had so many athletes I've worked with in my 40 years of work who would tell me that the person who left the biggest impression on them was their mom. Because their mom, you know, sometimes their dad may not want to look the issue in the eye, and their moms would. And I can think of several. There's one very, very prominent Major League Baseball player I worked with for years. And he's told me many, many times, he goes, "Doc, I wouldn't be where I am if it weren't for my mother. She helped me look in the mirror." I remember him telling me this. She helped me look in the mirror when I was screwing up in high school and told me, either you start to get it together and make some changes, or you're going down the wrong path. And she said, "If you go down the wrong path, nothing I can do, because I've told you what you need to do." Well, he straightened it out, and he became very successful and has credited his mom many, many times on many shows I've seen him interviewed on with what she did for him. So the role your mother played in your life is so, as I said, none of us would be here without our moms. So how has your mom helped you? 913-3810-810 is our number. What are you going to do for her today? Send her flowers, get her candy, take her out to eat. I was with some friends yesterday. Their son is going to come over today and make breakfast for his mom. His dad said, "I'll eat some too," but because he's coming to make what my wife wants is her favorite breakfast. So what is the role your mom has played in your life? So we still got plenty of time left to get some calls here at 913-3810-810. Because here's the thing with this. As we come out of this pandemic and we get back into life, so many of us have been stuck at home. So many young people who would be out living their lives, you know, being independent, have had to move back home. A lot of college students have had to come back home, stay at home. It's been difficult. And I know for many, many people, I've talked to so many people over the past year, as I do all the time in my line of work, the role family has played in everyone's life has, I think, maybe become more significant. In part because we haven't been able to be with our families. In part because so many of our family members have been isolated, you know, especially the elderly in assisted living nursing homes. And of course, the deaths that happened there is so scary. We could not see so many of our elderly family members, maybe through glass windows. I know one of my closest friends, lifelong friends, well, two of my closest friends, mothers have passed away in the past month. One just turned 100 and died 2 days later. And the other, his mom, got pneumonia and died, and she was in her late 80s. Both wonderful women. I knew them both. And, you know, it's hard when you can't be with your loved ones in these situations. And thankfully, it's changing. But I think family, I think more than anything else, what I perhaps have learned because of the isolation we've had this past year is just how important family is. And I'm assuming a lot of you have as well. And being that it's Mother's Day today, hopefully that's something that a lot of you will be able to think back on as you spend time with your mothers or call them and or your grandmothers or whoever it might be. And I think the most important thing is just tell them that you love them. I mean, Blake, what are you going to do with your mom today? What are you going to do?
I hope she's not up yet, so I can tell you. Probably, we've got a nice
Does she listen in? Does she listen in on this show quite a bit?
No, not this early, she doesn't.
So she's sleeping in. Okay, but what are you going to do for her today?
Probably going to give her, we're going to make some brunch, breakfast brunch. So when I get off here, probably about 1 o'clock, we'll go home to her and my dad, and then we'll go probably eat some breakfast. My dad said he's going to cook something for her, and then we've got some nice little plans afterwards as far as just some gift giving and whatnot, and then she'll probably have to do some taxes. She is a CPA, so she's got some tax work to do still, but she loves work, so, you know, what better thing to do on Mother's Day?
You know, as we wrap things up this morning, you obviously do a great job here with everything we do here. And
I appreciate it.
Well, let me ask this question, because I know you have a lot of friends. Growing up, you played lots of sports. You obviously played into college. Your friends' moms, what do you remember about them? Some of the things that maybe they did from a discipline standpoint. I'm sure you text your mom once in a while, pushed her to the edge with some things. You're smiling as
me?
I'm asking that question.
No, but not one time. What
do you remember? Some of the things that maybe some of your friends' mom, some of your friends got in trouble for some things. Do you remember any of that?
Honestly, I don't too much. Any disciplinary? Well, okay. You know what? So one of my friends' moms was actually a coach of mine. She coached me in basketball. We talked about it last week, I believe. Her name is Joni Nockbar. She coached me in basketball, and so she was not really in the disciplinary aspect of how you discipline your kids, but I know that she was stern and commanded respect when she would get on us in basketball. So, you know, she made us run laps. I doubt she did that at home with her kids. She didn't make them
run
laps. But, as far as some disciplinary actions, I mean, I'm sure most of that was held behind closed doors. I didn't see too much in person.
Well, that's probably a good thing. But, you know, when you think about female coaches, and we talked about it last week, you know, with the increase of women now coaching men at the professional level, do you see that affecting athletes differently, or are they gonna look at that as a coach, doesn't matter if they're a man or a woman? What do you think?
I think it all comes with
respect.
The normalization of having women coaches. I think the more women coaches you see, the more that command and the commanding of respect factor is going to go, I would say, go down, because it's not going to be kind of a taboo thing anymore. It's just going to be looked at as you're a superior, as you're a coach. You just command respect because you're a coach, not because of, you know, the sexual orientation that you are. You know what I mean? So I think that the more that women do get into sports, that kind of, oh, I have to command more respect, or I have to do, I think that's kind of going to kind of fall by the wayside, and you're going to see a lot more just, hey, I respect you because you're my coach. You just happen to be a woman, or you happen to be a man. You know, like, it's no longer going to hold a certain weight depending on what gender you are.
Well, I agree with you on that, and I'm glad to see it happening. And I think women can add a different perspective sometimes to sport from where they're coming from. And being that it's Mother's Day today, you know, I think that for me, I know I'm going to be giving my mom a call later on this morning when she's up. And hopefully everyone will be, you know, if your mom's still with you, you'll have the time to spend time with her, get to see her, call her, email or whatever, FaceTime, Zoom, whatever you do. But I think it's a time just to reflect back on where we're at and how we've gotten where we are and where we're going. And I want to wish everybody a happy Mother's Day out there, everyone who's listening. And I want to thank my mother and my grandmother who lived with us growing up for teaching me so many lessons in life. I'm truly a reflection a lot of what they taught me, and the things that I talk about on this show are a reflection of what they both taught me. And You know, in life we go through a lot of things, but in the end it's all about family. So happy Mother's Day, everybody. Stay well. Take care. Enjoy your time together. We'll talk to you next week here on The Lead in Sports, Sports Radio 810 WHB.